Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Mark chapter 16, verse 15 to 18. My subject is entitled Kingdom Supernatural. How many of you want a little more supernatural on top of your natural? Then this word is for you. You just don't want to be a natural man walking around and everything that happens to everybody happening to you. I mean, you don't break in any way. You are just with the commoners. You are just with the numbers. You want something supernatural, something that looks out of the normal to happen to your life. This word is for you. Mark 16:15 to 18 says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This scripture is St. Mark's version of what we call the Great Commission. In it are five supernatural signs of the kingdom. One is casting out devils, speaking in new tongues, taking up serpents, not being affected by accidental ingestion of poison. Laying hands for the sick to be healed. These are the five signs that Jesus said was going to follow the gospel. This gospel is referred to by our Lord in another place, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, as the gospel of the kingdom. In fact, that is the only way that Jesus Christ described his gospel. He described his gospel as the gospel of the kingdom. So if these supernatural signs are supposed to follow the preaching of the gospel, and the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom, then these five signs are kingdom supernatural signs. There are five evidences that the kingdom of God is here with us. So casting out demons is a sign that the kingdom of God is here. In Matthew 12, Jesus Christ said that if I with the finger of God cast out devils, then you must know that the kingdom of God has come upon you. Speaking in tongues is also a sign of the kingdom. Kingdom, or I should say, language is just talking about a culture. So speaking in new tongues means that a new kingdom has come. A new way of life has come. It is not just that you speak in tongues in prayer. If speaking in tongues is a sign, then what is it a sign of? It's a sign that another language, or I should say another nation, another kingdom, which has a different language from my natural language, has come. So you don't stop at speaking in tongues. Because that is just a sign that there is a kingdom life that has been put into you. You don't only speak the language of that kingdom and not live out the life of the kingdom. Because some people stop at signs. Once they have the sign, they speak in tongues, they say that is the end. But a sign is to point you to something, is to make you, it's an evidence of something which is already there. How can you speak in tongues and not embrace the kingdom life? How can you just speak in tongues and refuse every message of the kingdom? It doesn't add up. Because he just gave you a sign that the kingdom is within you. Taking up serpents is a sign. It doesn't mean that Jesus wants us to go around picking snakes. Because we just read it, they will take up serpents. So is Jesus saying believers should go around and looking for snake hunting and pick the snakes up, picking snakes? How many snakes have you picked since you became a believer? I've thought about taking up serpents. Get that message and you'll be blessed. Not being affected by accidental drinking or ingestion of poison, anything that is deadly, is a sign that the kingdom of God is here.
Now, when you in them for there,
finally, laying on of hands for sick people to be healed It's also a sign that the kingdom of God is here. Because the kingdom of God is about restoration. And the only way Jesus can demonstrate that the kingdom of God is being restored to mankind is to restore our physical body, because then we will know that once my hand was withered, now it is healed and restored to normalcy. So it is a sign. He said that one of the signs, healing is a sign, no? It's not somewhere that we should camp. It's a pointer to the fact that there is a bigger thing that is giving us that evidence. That bigger thing is that there is a bigger restoration of your life for you, not just your withered hand being healed or the pain in your head going or your diabetes being healed. It is a sign, it is a proof that there is a bigger message, there is a bigger restoration. And I'm giving you just a physical sign so that human as you are, you will see the healing that the cripples are walking, and then you will know that, hey, something is going on. It's not just healing, but the kingdom of God has come upon us.
Amen. Yeah. Jesus, my altar is not there. Oba my young and the money there. Bibi some currency. Not one man in Sanne. Zan and I can wear the little man. Not only in Zan. Not one girl was an assent. Zaman. The obedience, Shema. All man is a boy. So obedience, not a poor was no cry. One man in a wire pepper. All not saying there. Bibiara or Dezino, or Yeza, or Sahina name, Pepper Pedema and Kano, or say, Nanika simple, na in Santeno, or Dezi at Sahende, or ye all know na obedezi, or Sande, my Yehunu, or Yakakrebi, my Yehunu, Yakakrebi, or Sande, Kessinara, or Bedezi.
So there are five supernatural signs of the kingdom with us.
There were Animanu in Santeno, or Yasusum in Santeno, Elum.
And there are spiritual evidences of the kingdom. Being born again is an evidence that the kingdom of God is here. He said, except you are born again, you can't enter the kingdom. Being born again is a sign that the kingdom of God is there. So you get born again so that you can enter it. And there are socio-economic proofs of the kingdom. When the original purposes of God are being pursued by people, it is a sign that the original arrangement God gave us, the kingdom of God, is here.
Na se yehu de ni pari esa nyame shusha na otra de warma bibiara adezi.
When there is prosperity and financial freedom, it is a socio-economic sign that the kingdom of God is here. There will be geographical proofs of the kingdom also. And this will take place in the future. Because in the future there will be changes on the earth, land mass, to prove that Jesus Christ has come and he is ruling literally the earth. And there will be political proofs of the kingdom of God around. This is when the kingdoms of this world will literally become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he will reign over them. So five supernatural proofs.
Na susum essentially enuma.
One spiritual proof. Two socioeconomic truths. Geographical proofs. Political proofs. The last two will take place in future. But I want us to look at the five supernatural kingdom proofs.
Now, what's the company? Yes, this is it. A luma. What's that?
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are five in number.
Oh, yeah, Elu.
It is deliberate. Don't add to those five signs. The supernatural proofs or evidence of the kingdom are only five. Five is deliberate because five is the number of grace. So these signs are signs of grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, God is going to do it for everybody. Because if even you think you don't deserve, you can have a little of the supernatural on top of your natural. That's number one, they are signs of grace. Number two, they are ultimately to benefit unbelievers. They are ultimately to benefit unbelievers. So casting out devils is a sign for unbelievers. Speaking in tongues is a sign for unbelievers. It is giving them a certain message that these believers who are showing these five signs of grace, they are giving us a message that a certain kingdom has come. A certain lifestyle has come. That is why today I just want to scratch the surface of the fourth sign, you know, because I think, and I've been a Christian for a little while, I think that taking up serpents and then accidentally drinking deadly things, they are hazy areas. We are cool with laying hands for the sick to be healed. We are cool with speaking in tongues. We are cool with casting out devils. But taking up serpents, what does it mean? Accidental drinking of deadly things, what does it mean?
Now, I do elumno man rarodina ma owo ebie oye de.
Let me give you one thing so that I go away. I have a long day today.
ma momo ni mokor na ende no muwa nzama ma sekiwo ejani
maybe longer day than most of you
na me gana ana jumeza ode mizino odo so sim ye mu pizza ode yeye.
So let me just give you one opening and then I will leave you.
Momo akope na ye fampon
drinking poison accidentally for your body not to be harmed by the poison. Is Jesus's way of telling us that there is divine immunity for people who represent the kingdom which is here. And because the kingdom is here, one of the things that unbelievers will see about us, for them to see that this guy, he is different. It looks like he has a supernatural life. Things happen to him above the normal. And the person will say, maybe it is because the person is standing for another kingdom. That is why he doesn't get hurt the way that those of us who are Ghanaians, who are around, you know, we get hurt.
Na se yebonu ewudru na yewunu anahwe enka yewunu mbia no oyɛ ekona ye de ne se akoku de nyame kan kwan kwane na babo enti ma orokodo no se enkofo siga na ayese na awo wagrabo no bibia rokodo totin osande wusikasem odem pepepe wapomuzin osisido pepepe woba monaso anyeze na opiere wunya ehwo kwan na obi just there awo ayɛ sonko wabrabono ewo bibia wabrabono ese atira o ma awo e danso wo bibia rem enti eyi ni za o ma yewu pefe de na me na hima no waba wabrabono.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is somebody here. He is called maybe the ambassador of the United Kingdom to Ghana.
Na obi wo ha oye obi a orisi America o ma peina ne wo Ghana.
Although he is in Ghana,
yeah, what's Ghana mponu?
He is immune from certain things that happens to Ghanaians. It can never happen to him. Because he is a diplomat. Because he is representing another kingdom. He is immune or exempted from certain punishments here. He may commit an offense, but you dare not touch him. Commit the same offense, our laws will deal with you in a way that you don't like. But this person committed the same offense. He drank the same poison. But you dare not touch him. His kingdom will deal with him. You can't say you are lashing the ambassador. Send him to his own country and let his own people judge him. As I end, I came to tell you something today. That although you are in this world, you are not an ordinary person. You belong to the kingdom of God. And you are exempted from certain troubles in this world. When people look at you, they will marvel, they will understand. Because they will say that, but I pray, he also prays. I come to church, he also comes to church. Why is it that this thing is happening to him? I mean, are these things happening to me? And as for me, look, the person, The laws governing our natural world is not applicable to him.
Amen.
Although he is in Ghana, those laws, he is exempted from it.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus,
amen,
there is a law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that it exempts us. So we live a supernatural life.
Jesus, not human. All you need is a power for the world. Yen mani mu anagiasi ma yewo mno. Na obi baka de. Ayi na yewa ubeni we. Mo bota even na diti na. Then osi esi na bado ayasimu. Zakoma so sili beni de. Ni pa ozi embra. Obo Jesus na yewo mno. Na osi esi ma. Onpa ne bra ense de. Ghana man ma omanteni osi de. When it is pure, it is easy to say wa bako. Ma oka ye omo. But si Jesus ni akolomi.
I prophesy to you that you'll be different. I prophesy to you that the kingdom of God is going to open upon your life. I prophesy to you that some things will be happening to you. And it will be a sign of grace. Because people say, ah, but he's just like me.
Yes.
He does bad things.
Yes.
But I prophesy to you that in future, God is the one who will deal with you.
Yes.
As long as you live in this earth,
yes,
1,000 may fall at your side.
Yes.
And 10,000 at your right hand.
Yes.
But it shall not come near you.
Yes.
Because you have made God the Most High your city of refuge.
Yes.
And there is no slayer. There is no person who can hurt you.
Yes.
No matter what happens.
Yes.
Because of Jesus. And because of what he has done for you. You will be unique. You will be different. People will point a finger and say, this is a sign.
Yes.
And this is a wonder.
Yes.
They say, we wonder.
Yes.
We don't understand it.
Yes.
It is a wonderful thing,
yes,
that it is happening.
Yes.
It's a supernatural sign.
Yes.
Receive it.
Receive
in the name
it.
Of Jesus.
I receive it.
God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.